Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Joe Knight, longtime Brain Trust member, co-owner, and senior consultant with Business Literacy Institute. Business-literacy.com is the website. His award-winning, extremely important book, one of the top business books of all time, Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs, What You Really Need to Know About the Numbers, which he co-authored with his late partner, Karen Berman. Folks, this book is outstanding, and I encourage you to... I've been telling you about it for a long time since you. I guess I've been telling you about it since you wrote it, Joe. Since it launched.
Too much.
And yeah. I like continue to tell about it because, folks, this will help you in your business if you're not learning some of the things, especially some of the cash things that Joe talks about in the book. You're probably flying blind out there, and this would be a good purchase to make. They can get that. Can they find out more about that at the website, or they need to go to
all the normal places, Amazon, Barnes and Noble.
Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs, folks. That's the title. Okay, Joe.
Yeah, and also, Jim, the revised version of just Financial Intelligence is also a good one to look at for them.
All right.
So you'll find those books at the normal places, all the normal outlets.
Right. This is the second version I've got, isn't it, for entrepreneurs?
Yeah,
that's right. So, all right, Joe, we've been talking about helping salespeople, the importance of salespeople understanding the finances of their customers. So where do we start? If we're trying to help our salespeople get to that point, how do we start that process?
Well, you know, Jim, there's a couple of things that need to happen if you're going to do this. First, you need to get your salespeople and, frankly, all your people in your company to be a little bit of have a little bit of their own financial literacy. And that's really how I got started writing the book Financial Intelligence. Is in my own company, we decided that we needed everybody to understand the numbers, so we started presenting the numbers every week and every month, little P&L income statements, and we realized no one had any idea what we were talking about. In fact, my two partners said, "Hey, Joe, no one knows what you're talking about when you present these numbers." And so what we learned pretty quickly is if we're going to share financial information, we got to train everybody on how to read
mm-hmm.
it. And so I started developing little modules on how to train. And then the third thing we learned is if we're going to share financial information and train people on what our numbers are and then share our numbers, we got to figure out a way to share in the success. So those are the three things that you need to do if you really want to have a group of people you work with in your small business that are financially literate, that know about how you as a business make money, and also to use those same principles when you go out and sell. And so, again, the three pieces are first, share some financial information. Second, train people on what they mean, how to read the statements, especially, you know, how to read and understand cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
You're right about that. You know, Jim, if you don't have money for payroll, everything else doesn't matter.
That's right. Cash used to be king. Now it's the emperor.
Yeah, absolutely. Cash is everything. And then third, you need to share in the success a little bit. And that doesn't mean you need to give away everything, but if you say once we make a certain amount of money, we're going to share a little bit in a pool, or we're going to share it with our employees.
That gets people thinking about profit, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's all it takes. And you get people lined up, and they connect with you, and then they get into the numbers. They learn the numbers, and that becomes a very powerful thing inside your company, and when people go out and sell, because they become business consultants and not salespeople, and they understand the numbers. And so,
then when they talk to the salespeople, their customers, and they understand these things, they understand how their business works, then they're able to talk more to their customers about how do we make you more successful, not just how do you use my stuff.
Yeah, how do I sell my stuff to you? It's more,
yeah.
Here's how my stuff is going to help you make more money.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how my stuff is going to help you solve your problem. And that's a totally different proposition. And so, you know, and internally it's also important too. You know, we're in a manufacturing company, you got people working on the floor that are putting together our equipment. If they understand, you know, how we make money and how that particular project is going, they can look at ways to get costs out. They can look at ways to improve the product. You know, they think of ways to help the product thrive and make more money. And I believe that that's part of why our our manufacturing company, Set Point Systems, has been pretty successful is because of the open nature of the way we run that business.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I'll tell you, folks, the another thing that happens, Joe, is when people start caring about your profitability, they start calling each other up, calling each other out on wasteful things.
Absolutely.
Hey, quit wasting that. That's coming out of my pocket right there.
Oh, yeah, no.
They'll start doing that.
I know we don't have time. I could tell you some crazy stories.
We'll have to do that the next time, Joe. I'm afraid that we've got to wrap it up. Give us a website one more time.
business-literacy.com.
Folks, check it out. You'll get smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Joe, good job today. Come back soon.
Sure. Thank you, Jim.
Joe Knight, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.